You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Of course, today is Hope to the Hungry Day, Monday. It is. We heard Corey's story, very compelling because he's a foster child, so he's totally, going from home to home from the time he was 4 to the time he was 18, totally out of his circumstances, totally out of his control. He was a diabetic. He had many seizures. He ended up on the street. He ended up eating garbage that he had to fight the bugs and the flies for. It's a really bad situation, but thanks to you, you're coming through and providing meals and care. You can get it done. Absolutely, you can do this right here before Thanksgiving. Your gift of $50 will feed and care for 23 people. The number is toll-free, 888-995-9957. Perhaps, like me, you say, well, I'll go online to your website. Can I do that? Yes. soundoflife.org. But first, I want you to hear Corey's story as he recounts his very first breakfast, because someone like you said, yeah, I'm going to step up. I'm going to provide a meal and help him out. Listen to Corey's story as he recounts the very first meal.
I just thought life was done. And one of the other individuals that was homeless told us about the mission. It was a nice, hot, warm breakfast, eggs and pancakes and all that stuff. And, oh, man, we thought we were actually in heaven, to be honest with you, which we haven't seen in a while from somebody. I went back to school. You know, I finished my bachelor's degree, and I also went back to school actually to complete a master's degree, for which I did online too. But that was through the hope that I got through the mission. You know, yeah, God has been awesome to me.
I think I would be right in there myself, too. And thank you very much, whoever that was that provided that meal. Who would have thought that something as simple as a breakfast, something you'd pretty much take for granted, pancakes, you know, something like that, and yet he was transported to what he thought was heaven. It's pretty amazing. For him, it really was, you know. And your gift will just feed people with care and God's love, because the missions know what they're doing. It's pretty incredible. So have your card ready and call now to make your gift. And as you've probably heard me say, your gift of $50 will feed and care for 23 people. That's pretty awesome. 23 Corys? I don't know if I could handle all that. Pretty amazing. God, I'm telling you, God will bless you. And when I say that, I don't mean he'll put that money back in your checking account or anything like that. I mean that he will bless you in ways that you probably couldn't even imagine, that are maybe unexplainable to other people. You know, you're just like, wow, I don't know if I can explain that. But because when you do what God wants you to do and you care for people like that who are having circumstances taken away from them, they're totally out of control, and you help put that back, and you see what a simple act like that did, got him into school and got him back on his feet again and turned him around. And, of course, meals provided with love, absolutely incredible. So call now. Have your credit card ready. $50 will feed and care for 24 people. And, boy, the number is 888-995-9957. Hey, I'm Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show, a very special edition. Hope to the Hungry is officially what we're calling it. But they're very, very hungry, and through a set of circumstances, you will hear from people who just are in situations you may not believe. And they are right in our neighborhood, but you are in our neighborhood as well, too. And you're a friend, and you are hearing about this. If you don't want to hear about it, then turn it off. You're not going to hear Deanna's story. It's very compelling and very brutal story. I think it is, anyways. And you're going to hear this. I'm going to tell you how you can help her. You would think that she would be a person that I don't know how in the world I can help. But I'm going to tell you how you can help Deanna.
I've been homeless for 15 years. It's not fun, and it's hard when you're blind and you're disabled. I lost my sight 6 years ago when I got beat up. He was my boyfriend, and he abused me. I don't know what's coming around the corner. I didn't trust nobody, and I didn't know who to turn to. And I came here and treated me like I was a human. You get coats, blankets, clothes, and you get nourishing food. Christmas time, I felt a lot of love and caring. They've been where you've been. And because of the mission, I do have hope.
You gave her that hope by your support of A Meal with Love, supporting that mission. They're right here in our area. And Deanna is not hopeless anymore, even though it seemed like she was in a hopeless situation. And you can provide that hope and that meal. It's very real. That meal shows those people that, yes, somebody does love me. And, boy, your gift of $50 will feed and care for 23 people, which I think is absolutely incredible. 23 people like Deanna, they all have their own stories. A lot of their circumstances are beyond their control. And if you call right now, $50 will feed and care for those 24 people. The number I'm going to give you is toll-free. It's 888 number 995-9957. 888-995-9957. I know we've had a call this morning. We have a little bit of communication issues earlier this morning. I will tell you that every once in a while. You ever been in a situation like that? Yeah, probably. So there you go. With all the tech that we have, sometimes the tech is not so high tech. You know what I mean? So we'll get that fixed shortly. So it's okay, though, but it doesn't keep you from calling and providing a meal. That's really about as basic as you can get, and it has been since Jesus walked the earth and provided for people and went out of his way to talk to people and be close to people and touch people that nobody else wanted to even be around. They ran from these people pretty much, or they thought, oh, God has cursed you. It's terrible. And Jesus said, no, they haven't. I'm going to heal you right there. Soundoflight.org, our website, is where you can give as well, too. Have your card ready, though. When you call 888-995-9957 to provide right here a couple of days before Thanksgiving, it'd be absolutely awesome gift. $50 will feed and care for 23 people. That's all it takes to help right now. Good morning to you, 736. I know you're all excited about Thanksgiving coming up. Got plans, got travel, all that. I know you're traveling because everybody's going to be traveling. It's pretty amazing. But before we head out, before we dive into that big, delicious meal, how about we provide a meal or two for someone who maybe right now is going through a dumpster looking for a meal, fighting the bugs off to get to a meal. It's absolutely true. Happening around our neighborhood. We heard from Deanna. She's really, really in bad shape and ended up losing her sight and has been homeless for 15 years. But when she gets into the shelter right in our area, gets a meal, gets clothing and stuff, gets love.
Christmas time, I felt a lot of love and caring. They've been where you've been. And because of the mission, I do have hope.
You can make that happen to other Deannas around our neighborhood right now. And I'll just tell you this. I mean, a simple gift of $50 will feed and care for 23 people. That is absolutely incredible. And we have way more than 23 people who really need that food and care. So get your card ready right now and call. You're listening right now. You have the opportunity to do that. The number is toll-free, 888-995-9957. That's 888-995-9957. Really appreciate the way you guys respond here. Your overwhelming response is pretty amazing. And it makes not only God pleased, but it helps people right here face-to-face, just like you, through a set of circumstances, find themselves out on the street and hungry.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
This is not an herbal tea morning. This is a coffee morning.
The sound of life.
People right in our neighborhood who don't realize that, and I know you're thinking, well, yeah, for obvious reasons, but they've been out on the street for a while, and they're just not really feeling the love because of the hunger pangs, and that's where you come in, because you can provide a meal to someone who is hungry. I want you to hear about what it's really like. And I always talk about this when it gets cold, and it's fixing to get cold in a couple of days, real cold. And I said, who am I kidding? I bundle up and run to the car. I bundle up and run to the house. You know, I'm not outside very much. If I am for like 30 minutes watching somebody work or something like that, I mean, you know, once I talk about it for years. But Eric, he's talking about the time that he was sleeping out very cold last year.
Before I was in the mission, I was homeless for about 2.5 years. Last winter, I slept in probably like negative 10 degree weather. And I remember waking up, it was so cold, my eye actually would not open. Like it was like, the sleep on it was frozen. Yeah, I had to get someone to get hot water and pour it on my eye just so I could open it back up. At the time, I had a tent, so it wasn't like too bad sleeping. But I mean, when you have to walk 2 miles just to get to the cafeteria to eat and 2 feet of snow, I mean, if the snow gets too bad, it'll pile into your tent, and it'll collapse your tent. The worst thing probably that happened is I was actually locked in my tent for about a day and a half, 2 days. Because, I mean, it was just like, we had like blankets like just covered us. And it was like so cold that like we couldn't even unzip the tent. And so we just basically had to sit there for a couple of days until it like warmed up enough just so we can get here.
I seriously doubt that you've experienced some things like that and probably didn't realize that other people in your neighborhood did as well. But you can provide a meal to someone who's hungry, a meal and care. That's all it takes. We're asking about $50 will feed and care for 23 people. So that's phenomenal. That is a phenomenal gift right here before Thanksgiving. I want to give you the toll-free number to call. It's 888-995-9957. Have your card ready. Call now to make your gift. 888-888. That's the easiest way to remember. 888-995-9957. You can also provide that meal or those meals. That's the only question. How many meals are you going to do? $50 is 23 meals. $50. 23 meals and care.
Here at The Sound of Life, we play a ton of awesome faith-based music. But have you ever wondered about the story behind these songs? Well, here's a glimpse.
Hey, I'm Josh Baldwin, and this is my song, Stand in Your Love. This song really came out of nowhere for me. I was in a co-writing session with two of my heroes and mentors when a guy that I'd never met walked in the room. He asked us if we cared to hear this song idea that had been stuck in his head for the last 15 minutes. So we said yes, and then he began to sing part of what would later become the chorus to Stand in Your Love. I kind of lost my mind in that moment. We all knew that we had to stop what we were doing and immediately write this song. And I left that night feeling such a connection to it. I really felt like the Lord had given us a song that would help put the language to the fear and brokenness that a lot of people face in their everyday life. It's a song of hope that reminds us that when we stand strong on the foundation that is the Lord's love, and when we trust in Him and trust that His word is true, He comes in and He breaks the shackles of shame. He forgives and forgets our past, and He has saved us and called us His own. And it's His love that is unfailing, and no matter the storm, with His love inside of us, we will not be shaken. Standing in your love. I'm Josh Baldwin. Thanks for listening to my song, Stand in Your Love.
I just love your station. Thank you so, so, so much.
The Sound of Life.
It's Hope to the Hungry Day on this Monday at 8:26, and you are providing meals for people right in our area, your area right here, who just don't. I mean, it's just very difficult. I remember reading a book of a couple of young men who left their jobs. They're in their 20s. This is some years ago. And they've made the tours of late night and stuff. It's been years since they've done that, but the book is incredible. They went to different cities around the country, and they were intentionally homeless. And it wasn't what they thought it was going to be like at all. They played a guitar, you know, and they did stuff. They said, yeah, we'll be able to make money. We'll go out, you know, in the crowd where the crowds are out to eat and stuff. And they didn't make enough money to get meals and stuff. And they watched other people throw meals in the garbage can and have to go get it, you know. And they got to the point where they went over that threshold where they were going into the garbage. There was definitely a hunger threshold. And these people you're hearing about did, like Eric, he's living outside where it's very cold. He's dealing with that cold. And there is a part two to his story, mainly because somebody like you provided $50 will care and feed for 23 people. All right, that's simple as it is. You can call toll-free 888-995-9957 to provide meals right now. 888-995-9957. And we had heard earlier from Eric because we are in a Monday edition of Hope to the Hungry. And if you've been around the last few years, about this time of the year, we come on around the Thanksgiving time of the year, getting into the time when we, let's face it, I mean, we're focusing on ourselves and our families, but before we do that, it'd be really cool to provide some meals, feed and care for people right in our own neighborhoods. I think it's fascinating. What compels us to do that is to hear about these stories like Eric, who was sleeping in negative 10-degree weather last year, and I was out in it for like 30 minutes, and I couldn't take it anymore. So, you know, he didn't have really any choice. And just talking about all the ups and downs of what it's like, you know, things frozen closed, like his eyelids and stuff. So let's do part two of Eric's story and find out, because I know there's good news here.
I was laying in, like, a parking lot, and I was looking up at this building, and, like, it kind of hit me, like, man, this is my house right now, this concrete slab. And realizing that right now there's nothing I can do. This is the reality of the situation. You're sitting there like, okay, I need a place to go. I mean, I don't want to be in this weather. But thankfully, they have the drop-in center here. So, I mean, it's a relief. Eating a meal and just being able to relax. There's no better feeling than that. The first thing they told me when they get in here is, whatever you put into this, if you give 100% in, you're going to get 100% out. So that kind of told me, like, yes, this is where I need to be. This is where I have to get my life together. I have no other chances. Like, this is it. By the time I get out of here, I want to have the skills not only to work, but to get a good job, save up money, and then get my own place. It kind of feels like the world is lifted from your shoulders because you know that it hasn't left you behind.
Turned his life around. Who would have ever thought that something so simple as a meal would get him started in the right direction? Being able to have a mean and relax. Such a relief. And you can provide that. You can provide a meal to someone just like Eric right now. I'm going to give you a toll-free number. I'm going to give you a website. But I want you to have your card ready and get ready to call to make your gift of food. Who would have ever thought it'd be so simple? Call right now. $50 will feed and care for 23 people. Right? The number is toll-free. 888-995-9957. Hope to the hungry. Yes, you are providing meals. It's hope to the hungry. And my buddy Dave is here doing a great job this morning. And I don't know, something about Dave. What is it about Dave? You guys, I mean, you know, you pick up the phone like five at a time when Dave asks you to call. It's just amazing to me. It's okay. It's the same stories, I mean, kind of. But anyway, thank you very much, Dave, for helping us out. I appreciate that. And really, the thing is, you are feeding people right in our area that are hungry. And you've got, I think we went over 500 meals, didn't we?
Yeah,
just
we did.
Just to give you an idea, Mr. Goldman.
There we go. Yeah, we're on the overperformance Monday right now because we were trying to get to 500 meals, and we're now over 600 meals.
Whoa! Woo!
That's thanks to Jessica from Highland, Kevin from Westbrookville, Janine, thank you very much for your $100 gift
you.
As well.
Thank you very much.
All that put us now at 627 meals so far. Now, I do emphasize so far. Now, remember that for every day between Capital City Rescue Mission and Open Door Mission, they serve about 810 meals.
Every day.
Every
That's
day.
Amazing.
Yeah. Now, during the holidays, it goes up. Yeah, a lot.
Yes,
it does. And the reason for that, and I wouldn't say it's simple, but I would say the reason for that is more than the weather. I mean, the weather gets cold, it gets nasty. Here's the reason it goes up. I believe God has hardwired us for community. Mm-hmm. He's hardwired us to connect with people. And the holidays, When you end up on the street, you don't have people. You've broken through every safety net, right? And you have no food, shelter, clothing, and community, no connection point. Because if you had family, you'd be there. And so the holidays are brutal for those on the streets because it's a reminder of what they don't have.
Right.
Which is why from now through through Super Bowl Sunday, I call this the holiday season. And the reason I say Super Bowl Sunday is because there's an expectation that you're going to get together with friends and family.
That's a good point, Dave. Yeah.
And when you're not having friends and family, so you look at Thanksgiving, you look at Christmas, you look at New Year's, you look at what's next, the Super Bowl,
right,
when everyone gets together and eats.
That is true. Absolutely.
And so the fact that we can provide a human connection point is why I think the needs go up during the holidays. And so as you provide those meals, you're actually providing a human connection point, and that really is the key thing. So I'm going to give you the phone number, and guess what we're going to do? We're going to set another goal.
I knew that was coming.
Okay, so the number to call is 888-995-9957. 888-995-9957. So they serve 810 meals a day between the two missions, right? 810 meals. We are currently at 627 meals. So we need 183 more meals.
Yeah.
Following me here?
Yeah, I got you.
So we need four people that can give $100. So we need to raise $400, and I'm going to see if we can do that as quickly as possible. Maybe by quarter till, maybe okay. Sooner.
All right.
All right.
Maybe.
But let's take care of one full day of meals at both the Capital City Rescue Mission and Open Door Mission in Glens Falls.
Amazing.
You choose which mission. So that's what we're trying to do here. With your gift of $100, you provide 46 additional meals. Think about that. Thanksgiving's coming. Could you imagine you are expecting now, you're going to set 46 more places at the table.
Ooh.
And you have a budget of $100 to do it? Not too many people can do that. You can. All right, so that's the goal. Four people given $100 gets us to 810 meals, which is one full day of meals at every mission, at the Capital City Rescue Mission and Open Door Mission. All right, here we go. Be the first of those four. Call 888-995-9957.
Mainly special because my buddy Dave is here. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate you coming in, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, absolutely. You know, you're the calm, cool, collective, intelligent one. See? Like that?
That's what they call a spit take, right? Right. Didn't quite expect that.
If you could have seen him spit his coffee out, it would have been worth it. But I'll just describe it to you really quick. But we're a very important task here we're doing because
we
have people in our neighborhood who are hungry, and we're looking right at Thanksgiving coming up. And I'm sure you've got visions yourself of sitting down some type of probably, dare I say it, a big meal. Just last night I was talking to my mother-in-law about those creamed onions, which you only get once a year, you know. I mean, here I am thinking about that. I'm not going to be upset if they're not there, but it's certainly going to be way more food than I could possibly eat. And there are people, knowing that there are people in our neighborhood that do not have food to eat through circumstances way beyond their control, really.
You know, when somebody falls to the point of being on the streets, they really have, you know, lost every safety net, or they've fallen through every one of them. And so when they end up on the streets, you know, this is how I kind of try to communicate the importance of that meal, because we might look at that and go, oh, it's just a meal. It's, you know, and in this case, it's $2.19 to provide a meal. And you might look at that and go, well, you know, what good can that do? How big of a difference can that make? Here's the analogy or the parallel that I use when I talk about this. Let's just say that you've had a really, really bad day, right? And all you want to do at the end of the day is come home and, you know, grab some comfort food dinner and sit down and just talk to nobody.
Right.
Because you've had a bad day, and you don't even know what you want to do tomorrow, but it's just like, I'm done, I'm out, nobody talk to me. But then something happens. The phone rings, and it's your friend. And your friend just simply says, you know what, I was thinking about you today, how are you? And just the fact that you were thought about changes things. It's simple. It's a conversation. Didn't cost anybody any money. But something that simple can start turning your day around, your night around, and the face the next day. Just like, okay, I'm not alone. Someone cares. That's the meal. Same thing. Simple. But when you're down, that meal means everything. Norris is somebody that we met. I wanted to share this story with you simply because how does somebody end up on the street and what happens when you get there?
Pretty amazing.
Well, this is what happens. So as you listen to Norris, please know that your meal counts.
My fiance at the time caught cancer. But when she passed away at home, I just couldn't stay in our apartment anymore. And I got to a point where I became so homeless that I was sleeping in alleys, sleeping on, you know, urinated mattresses and you know, eating off grounds and out of trash cans. I've eaten half-eaten sandwiches, half-eaten burritos with a burrito stand where somebody just throwed it away, you know, digging in trash cans and eating our fruit that's already been deteriorating a little bit. I know how to eat around it. You know, I took chances like that, you know. I got to a point where I wasn't taking baths for weeks, lost a lot of weight. I wasn't even recognizable, you know. I was so broken. My thought process now is just running in traffic or trying to get hit by a train so I won't have to feel no more.
Kind of changes your perspective. Makes me want to say I've had enough. We're going to help that man.
Yeah. Well, again, you see what happens. And so now you can hopefully understand why when somebody just comes alongside and says, come here, let's go share a meal.
Right.
Right? How that can start the process. It's why we say hope begins with a meal. All right, let me give you the phone number and an update toward a goal that we've set. It's 888-995-9957. That's 888-995-9957. Soundoflife.org has a link as well. You can give online. You can make the phone call. We did set a goal here by 9:45 this morning to get to 810 meals. Now, why 810 meals?
Good
because
question.
That's how many meals are provided every day between the Capital City Rescue Mission and the Open Door Mission in Glens Falls. And you get to choose which mission receives your gift. And so you give where you live. And if between now and the next 4 minutes, looks like just one more person is needed to give $100, and if one more person can give $100, we will have now provided an entire day of meals through those two missions. So could you be that one last person to put us over there and get us to 810 meals?
Yes, you could.
I would hope that you would be the one.
Yes,
so,
you can.
888-995-9957. Bring hope to the hungry this Thanksgiving.
I want you to remember this, that people do travel quite a distance to get to the Capital City Rescue Mission around Albany. So even though you're saying, well, that's not really in my neighborhood, those people going from your neighborhood to there, because that's a real central location. And I know you're going to support that. So call right now.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
You're listening to 1990s Christian Music Flashback here on the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast.
The heart is a wonderful place. come. Oh Lord, not mine, but your will be done. Oh, let it be. We're going home.
Don't know what we would do if the Sound of Life wasn't on the air.
The Sound of Life.
I remember my most eventful Thanksgiving. I think I flew out to Indianapolis one day, and it was a Wednesday. So I took Command Airways from Poughkeepsie. You ever do that back in the day? That was pretty cool. You could fly out of there and fly down to LaGuardia. Then I took the Kerry bus down to JFK. Boy, was I glad I was on a bus. Looking at that traffic and everything. And you get to JFK, and, of course, I don't know. I guess it's maybe it's busier than it was, but it was just an absolute zoo. You know, and just people everywhere waiting and everything. And I remember being in line because I was like, man, I got to get a candy bar or something. So it was like 10 people in line, you know, to pay an outrageous price for a candy bar. And this guy in front of me was really nervous. You could, it was real. And besides, he was kind of like wanting to chit-chat. A little bit. He was flying out to Phoenix to see his girlfriend, and he was really nervous. And I kind of laughed. I said, man, if you made it into here, you're good now. Everything's set. You're all good. It was pretty cool. So just remember being in good hands and, you know, traveling the airways and the buses and things like that. It's interesting because a lot of people talk about the first Thanksgiving that's here in this country, and Abraham Lincoln, and realizing that after the Civil War, we should give thanks. He made it a national holiday, but actually, the very first Thanksgiving is in the Bible. It was King David, and for a very good reason. It's in that history chapter of First Chronicles, and he sang his first psalm, and it was to celebrate the return of the Ark of the Covenant. Probably happened right after David's famous dance, where he danced before God, and really pretty cool. And that's worth of Thanksgiving, right? The King James Version of the Bible mentions the word Thanksgiving like 30 times. So, you know, we must enter his gates with Thanksgiving. So he was named Frank Walsh, and he had on his bucket list to be able to play with the high school band. Thinking about bands, you know, and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Cool, that'll be. I love to hear the band music this time of the year. The only thing is, Frank, who was a World War II veteran, is 94, all right? And this dream to play with the high school band. The thing is, too, he has no musical background. But Chad, the band director at Wilsonville High School there in Oregon, heard about the idea from the administrator at the Washington Assisted Living Center. That was about 5 miles away. And he asked his young musicians what they thought about Wash joining the band. And they were actually thrilled. So they had to figure out what he's going to play. And he decided on the cymbals. So the band director had cymbals delivered to Mr. Wash's assisted living center so he could get acquainted with the instrument. You probably realize why I'm laughing now. A few weeks later, as a matter of fact, he fulfilled his dream of playing in a high school band during a football game. I think it was like even a rivalry football game. 94-year-old fulfills his dream playing with a high school band. I just like to see the look on the folks at the senior center when the cymbals came marching.
You're not really much of a morning person, are you?
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
This is not an herbal tea morning. This is a coffee morning.
The Sound of Life.
Of course, our goal would be to put the thanks back in Thanksgiving. We got the fellowship down probably, got the big meal down. A lot of times, you know, we can stress. I was told last night that the creamed onions, can't find them anywhere, and was like, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's like this little tradition that I like and maybe my father-in-law. You know, there's only like a couple of us that really like it, and it's been there for years. It's like, don't go nuts trying to have that's fine. It's okay. One of the cool things is, you know, a lot of times it's grandparents. They're like, you know, let's celebrate a real Thanksgiving right here. And you're like, well, can we do that? I got an idea for you. It's a little bit late in the game because Thanksgiving came early. You know, normally we'd have like a whole another week to get ready for Thanksgiving. But if you leave a pad of paper and a pencil next, you know, like leave it on the table, it's good to have like an empty cornucopia or jar or whatever you want to use to put them in. But you just write out a blessing on a piece of paper. So happy Thanksgiving Eve today. And whatever you're up to, I mean, I realize it might be traveling because everybody's pretty much going to be traveling. Even me a little bit. I'll probably go over the river a time or two. Or the Hudson River. So coming up in 7 minutes, there are some ways to prepare for the Thanksgiving Day. And by the way, may I just say that the only person that should say Turkey Day is the weather guy on TV, the weather person on TV, really. Now, Natalie Grant wrote a song a couple of years ago for a friend who had been diagnosed with cancer. And little did she know that she was going to have that same diagnosis, I think, about a year later. So it became very personal to her. You may have seen the news about Johnny Erickson Tata. She fought cancer in 2015. She had breast cancer, and she was declared cancer-free. Now, she is not cancer-free. I don't know if you say, well, it came back, or it's a, I don't know if it's different or whatever, but she does have cancer. That I do know. She's going to be going through treatments. I do know she's in her 60s. I believe like past 65, I think, somewhere around there, 65, 66, something like that. However, keep her in your prayers. And Lord, I just want to lift up Johnny before you now. Thank you so much for the years that she has shown her love to you and glorified you and what she has been able to accomplish for you and to help people with disabilities and to relate to people, Lord. And I just pray for peace over her and for your healing on her, and to be with her husband, Ken, as well, too, Lord. So we listen to this song and realize, how do we ever forget that you were King on Cup of Joe Morning Show?
Only Jesus.
That is a real key to life. Billy Graham's exact philosophy, I don't want him to remember me. I don't care. I want him to remember Jesus. That's what that song's all about. That's the latest from Casting Crowns. Really like the sound of that. Only Jesus. Maybe that's yours, too. And then we're buddies. 7:34, happy Thanksgiving Eve. Preparing for Thanksgiving. Not too late. I mean, you know, there are ways to prepare for Thanksgiving Day, which, of course, tomorrow. Dress up like Ma and Pa Pilgrim. That's always a great way. You know, show off to your neighbors. Here's what I highly recommend, and that is doing 100 Lazy Boy chair sits every day. Well, of course, they give you a day to prepare for Thanksgiving Day. You'll be so sore tomorrow that you'll just sit there and it'll be okay. If you do 100 Lazy Boy chair sits every day, it'll get you. By all means, preparation, it would include the speed dial for the Butterball Hotline and the fire department. may be in order right there. I tried to be on the other end of that Butterball hotline. You know, it's like 99% of the time, it's just routine stuff about how to thaw it out. Don't leave it in the oven too long because it continues to cook when you take it out. I've always heard that. Not that I've ever done it. I would never try to do something like that. Be sure you fast forward through the tape of last year's Macy's Parade to put you in the spirit. You'd think it could be about three times faster. Would be pretty normal, right? Don't you watch it? You're kind of like, can we get those horses stepping up a little bit? I hope they do okay this year. They're talking about the cold and the wind and things coming in, you know. It's a big change in the weather that's going to hit tonight and be happening tomorrow. And if you've ever been in Manhattan when that cold wind is blowing, woo, man. It's about 3 million people that watch that parade lining the sidewalk there on the parade. And so, you know, people at home will be like, dude, it's like my wife says, I got the big color TV, you know, not as big as the neighbors. We can see the neighbors, you know, I think. You know, if you can look across the road and look in your neighbor's window and say, oh, they got the news on, it might be a little bit. Okay, sit down at the table and practice passing etiquette, you know, like Troy Aikman does. Visit homeless birds still in the frozen food section at the store. That could be a new tradition on Thanksgiving Eve. Might be. Here's the thing you've got to remember to do, though, to practice for tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, is be sure to update your I'm too stuffed for dessert speech from last
year. I like the sound of that.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
It's got so much of Thanksgiving. You just got so many ideas. You know, you've got some just great things to talk about Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving in the Bible, King David, Thanksgiving, Abraham Lincoln here in this country, Thanksgiving, of course. A lot of things, a lot of traditions and things like that. Jim Gaffigan got a little quick thought about traditions. I just want to remind you that producer Wayne has been working on the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast. Man, he's really spiffing it up. And really, basically he takes, it's like kind of like the Brant and Sherry Oddcast podcast, but the whole thing started a couple of years ago when I had this idea when intern Mike was here and he had the ability to put that together. I said, you know, I do these interviews with artists and they're really very insightful. I only get a chance to air a couple minutes at a time, so people just don't hear the whole thing. So providing a way to be able to hear the entire, usually about 15, 20 minute interview. And sometimes it's really neat and cool. And you can hear me mess up as well too. You know, stuff that I wouldn't dare put mistakes on the air, belches and things like that. No, I'm just teasing. Probably, but he's putting those together. The artists that you hear all the time. And it's been a very great blessing to be able to talk to them. And also now the latest edition on the podcast is some retro music. Yeah. And right now I think he just added, it was a Wayne Watson tune. Now, if you remember Wayne Watson, you may be going, who? Then forget it. It's okay, but it's really very cool. Hey, there's some artists that were around back when I started 25 years ago that were very big and just, you know, they're not on the radio anymore. They have some classic music, and it would be worth listening to, all right? So that's kind of neat. You can get the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on iTunes and Spotify and Google Play, and you can just listen by clicking the Cup of Joe podcast banner at our website, soundoflife.org. Ah, Thanksgiving. I mean, it's all about tradition.
The tradition is we overeat.
Well, yeah.
Hey, how about Thanksgiving? We just eat a lot. Well,
we do that every day.
I guess you're right. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Yes. Butterball Turkey Hotline. World famous. Everybody knows about it because it's mentioned all the time. Because get people who are in the media mention it, like me. I've been doing it for years and years. And when they came out with some of their actual phone calls and questions, that's when it got really rich. They deserve to have a little publicity. So the Butterball Turkey Hotline basically calms the nervousness, the fears. A lot of times it's somebody with their first Thanksgiving turkey. That's a big deal, you know, because usually the turkeys, it's too big. I mean, you know, normally. But back in the day, while roasting his first turkey, a nervous high school wrestler called the turkey line for advice. Yes, he did. After attempting to explain several times how to fold the wings under the turkey for roasting, the staffer explained, it's like putting the turkey in a full Nelson. And with that, the young man was on his way to preparing a picture-perfect feast. It's pretty good. Amazing how that worked out, isn't it? I have no idea what a full Nelson is, but they did. Someone did. Absolutely. A woman called from Oklahoma, called the Butterball Turkey Hotline. She said, your number was left on my beeper. This is kind of, you know, predating the phones, kids. And so she actually got some pretty good help on how to make the turkey. So things worked out okay. Sometimes you just have to kind of swallow that pride, you know, and just say, well, you know, maybe I could use a little help. I have to admit, it was kind of neat. So anyway, the Butterball turkey. One person was attempting to thaw the turkey with a hairdryer. Probably not the only person either. California person called the talk line in despair. Just enough time on the big day, the talk line staffer recommended the man opt for that cold water thawing method instead. And he had just enough time to kind of get it in there. You know, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Hosts are under a lot of stress, which is sad, really. It's kind of a shame because, I mean, it's a meal that really is not that big a deal, except for the fact of cooking that turkey, because everybody's like, we just want it to be perfect. Of course, it's probably a little bit too big. I guess a prank was known as hashtag 25-pound turkey challenge, where adult children, you're like hosting your first Thanksgiving dinner, and you would dupe your parents by texting them the question, how long does it take to microwave a 25-pound turkey? And, of course, the reactions are chuckle-worthy, but there's some unexpected news about how to cook a Thanksgiving bird, and it has surfaced since the joke went viral. Yes, millennials, you can microwave a turkey. Now, the Butterball people said, 25-pound turkey is probably not going to fit into your regular standard microwave. And for the number of friends you got coming over, you know, I mean, I'm just picturing a small apartment or something like that here with a few friends, it's probably don't need a 25-pound turkey. That's a pretty big, that's a lot of bird right there, you know. But a smaller turkey will adequately, that'll feed some friends at Thanksgiving, can certainly be done in the microwave. And I'm going to post that link for you on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page.
Excellent!
Cincinnati WKRP.
What exactly did you have in mind, Mr. Carlson?
What do you suppose he's up to?
And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving from WKRP. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plumbing to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second, the third. There's no parachutes yet.
Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! The wind just went through the windshield of a parked car! Running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, lad.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life, Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events and contests, to ask for prayer and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.